In the last part of our series on the new birth, we saw that the disciples were not born again until Acts chapter 2. This means their sins were not washed away until Acts chapter 2. They were not in the kingdom of God until Acts chapter 2. They didn't have the Spirit within them until Acts chapter 2. But what was their spiritual condition before they were born again in Acts chapter 2? We know they were not wicked men, otherwise the Spirit would not have come into them in Acts chapter 2. Rather than just speculate, let's use the Scriptures to see what Jesus said about their spiritual condition before they were born again. That way, we can base our thinking on the revelation of God. What was the spiritual condition of the disciples before they were born again on the day of Pentecost? The disciples were not considered by Jesus to be sinners, but we know by the revelation of God, they were not born again until the day of Pentecost. What does the Bible say? What did Jesus say about them? We're going to concentrate in this section of the New Birth series on the Last Supper in John. There, Jesus is having a long discourse with his disciples, and we are blessed to have this because he tells us plainly what the spiritual condition of those who followed him was before their new birth. So we'll start with John 13, where Jesus says in verse 10, "You are clean." He's talking about his disciples, and he's talking about them spiritually. Spiritually, they were clean. They had repented. They had followed Jesus. They had listened to his words. They had obeyed his commandments. And they were clean, but he also said later, in this same night, that they were not sanctified. You see, they were clean in an Old Testament sense. If you don't understand that Jesus had to die and be resurrected and ascend to the Father and offer himself, if you don't understand that the Father had to accept that sinless sacrifice in order for the Spirit to come, then you might fall into that old trap and be among the number who think that just because Jesus showed up on earth, the old covenant was over. You might assume, as many do, that just because he called his disciples to follow him, that they were born again. But of course, by now, if you've kept up with us through this series, you know that it is not possible. Paul tells us in Galatians 4 that Jesus was born under the law, that Jesus kept the law perfectly. He was sinless. He was blameless concerning the law. He was circumcised under the law. He was baptized with John's baptism under the law. He kept the feast days that the law required him to keep, and the sacrifices. When he healed the lepers, he told them, "Go make the sacrifices Moses commanded," because the law was still in effect. He was born, he lived, and he died under the law. The disciples also were born under the law. They also kept the law. They followed Jesus' examples. They were not contemptuous of the law of Moses. They loved it. They obeyed it, just as their master did while he was in the flesh as a Jew on earth. But they were not sanctified. In John 15:3, Jesus said to them, "You are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you." They were not in a bad spiritual condition. And neither are you, if you have obeyed the word that Jesus has spoken to you. If you have believed the gospel of Jesus, if you have turned from the filthiness of this world and your own stubborn ways, if you have begun to pursue after righteousness, to pray, to do good to your neighbor, to read the Scriptures and believe them, you are not in a bad spiritual condition. You are in a good spiritual condition, even if you have not come to the hour of your new birth. In your case, if you haven't received the baptism yet, and yet you have trusted Jesus and loved him, Jesus could say to you, "You are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you," but only in a natural sense. You have not been sanctified yet. In John 13:10, as we said,